traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Pat Mahomes, ladies and gentlemen.
Pat, you think you're going to be the first ever quarterback to do 3 Super Bowls in a row?
That's the plan for sure. I mean, why not? I just met Messi the other day.
Have fun out there.
Hey. Have a nice game out there. Have you met Ronaldo?
Yes, I have.
What did you say?
I forgot what I said, bro. I was just like,
have fun out there.
Yes, no, I did not. You saw my 4.4, right?
I did see your 4.4.
I just want to make it clear. I'm faster than you.
Yeah, you're probably faster than me. I'll say that.
Are you into any conspiracy theories?
I'm not going to say I'm into like all the crazy ones. That's Aaron Rodgers' vibe.
Yo,
I'm
that is.
Never been seen ever.
Who, Sketch?
No.
Yeah, this Sketch.
Hello,
like,
brother.
Sheesh.
Special plays, special teams.
Are we rolling? Got one thumbs up. I need a thumbs up from the man himself, Caleb. We are rolling. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in the house. We're in his house. 3-time Super Bowl champ. He's a father. He's a husband. He's a great dude. Pat Mahomes, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all having me.
Welcome to the podcast.
Dude.
Welcome to your home.
Yeah, welcome to my house. We're back.
Dude, I sat here and I put my belt down. I was like, oh, cool. U.S. champ feels good. Then I looked over my right shoulder and I see 3 Super Bowl trophies. Looks like a couple like wrestling trophies even. What's going on?
Yeah, dude, we've done pretty well here in Kansas City.
Yeah.
But no, we got to make some more room. We only have 2 Super Bowl trophies right now, and I'm getting the 3rd one made, so getting a little extra room.
Okay. Pat, you think you're going to be the first ever quarterback to do 3 Super Bowls in a row?
That's the plan for sure. I mean, why not? I got the greatest coach of all time, greatest tight end, and then all I have to do now is just go out there and be me.
Absolute demon on the field.
Did he say why he sounds like Grizzly Adams yet?
Yeah, I think we should be talking about
I just got here from Vegas. Sorry.
You know how that goes.
We had a great charity golf tournament. I don't know if anyone here knows, I like to drink Coors Light. And I drank too many. And you know my voice already isn't the top tier voice. And so when you get a little raspy, I sound like an old country singer or something.
I think it
like
makes
that.
You sound cool, dude.
You do sound pretty cool.
Grizzled. I think
it's not going to help with the Kenny Powers impersonations.
I didn't want to say it. Does it bother you, or you think it's funny?
There it is. It bothered me a little when I was young, and then like I got older, and I was like, man, I don't care at all.
Wait. It was a thing before it became a thing on social media.
It was already a thing, and so when people came to social media and started saying it, I was like, dude, I've heard about this since I was 6 years old.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, dude, the thing I think is super interesting. Is that you're a father, you're my age, and I just found out I'm having a baby girl.
Congrats,
my
man.
My daughter.
Congrats.
Thanks,
yeah,
man.
For real.
Thanks.
Dude, nothing like it in the world.
Yeah, tell me about it.
People talk about it, but I think the real thing is I have a boy and a girl now. And boy, it's amazing what you think it is. You're proud. You love it. You every time they pick up a basketball or kick a soccer ball, it's like, yeah, that's my son.
That's my boy.
But the girl's different, man. It makes you a dad. It makes you grow up. She's like daddy's girl. Like anything she wants, I'll do. I look at my son and be like, stop that. And I look at her and I'm just like, I'll figure it out. I'll figure out what we can. So no, it really does change your world, man. And I'm happy that you get to experience it, man. And you and your girl are going to have a great time with it.
I'm so nervous. I'm really nervous. A girl dad.
It, dude, the first few years, I don't know, when they get to teenager, you might be a little more scared.
Yeah.
But these first few years, man, have been special, dude. It's mom does everything. You're like the assist man. You're just on the side, like, what can I get you? A bottle, a diaper, whatever, just to get there. And those first few years, man, are awesome.
Well, your high school sweetheart, Brittany, obviously a huge part of the equation that is Patrick Mahomes, your family, your life in general. I imagine having someone who, you've known her since the 10th grade.
Yeah.
I imagine having someone who just unwavering support for that long obviously plays a massive part of your success. Yeah.
1000%. And I think people don't even realize how much she does. I mean, taking care of the day-to-day stuff and making where I can focus on football and focus on my craft and everything like that. And just being a a Hall of Fame mom and a Hall of Fame wife. It makes it a lot easier, man. I mean, you know it, man. When you get to come home and your best friend's there, and you can just hang out, and it makes you want to be there all the time. And so she pushes me to be great, and she's done a lot of great things herself.
Well, it's interesting because Jeff, my manager there, was saying, like, you have this superstar life, bro. You're like, let's be honest, you're a professional athletic superstar. And then at the same time, you're super down to earth, like ordinary guy, father, husband. You balance it well. Has it ever been hard, like this past weekend in Vegas?
This past weekend was just hard, just all the traveling. When you get kids, it's a little harder to travel everywhere. You'll find that out. And so I was in New York and then Vegas and then now back in Kansas City. And I just try to be me, man. I watched my dad do it. I watched my dad play professional baseball. And I always talk about I saw these greats like Alex Rodriguez and Derek Jeter and how they kind of worked on their craft. And I knew when I got – my plan was to be a professional athlete. I wanted to be down to earth. I wanted the kid to come up to me and ask for advice. And it's been cool, man. It's been a lot of fun. I never would have expected to have been a football player. I never would have expected to have this success. And it's been a lot of fun. And we're not done, man.
If a kid did come up to you and said, Patrick Mahomes, you're my idol, Super Bowl MVP, champion, I want to be a football star when I grow up, would you ever say, there's no history in football, you shouldn't play the sport, don't do it, like A-Rod told you? Is that a true story?
It is true. So it was just more, I think, of he saw what I did in baseball. And I was a good baseball player. And he's like, dude, if you do this, he just got paid like $300 million. And at that time, that's like a billion now. I mean, and so he's like, man, you can just do this. Baseball is better in your body. But I think what I've always told every kid, and I've kind of, not just A-Rod, I heard that from a lot of people growing up. I tell kids to follow their dreams, man. And I'm sure you can speak to this, man. You can accomplish anything if you really set your mind to it. It's not going to be easy. It's a lot of hard work, and you got to grind to get there. But if you truly believe in it and give everything you have, most times out of not, you end up making it happen.
Yeah, for sure, Mike. You followed your dreams straight out of addiction.
Man, oh my God. Is there ever a podcast we could go without talking?
Well, just
about
say, bro.
That,
I was in the jet with you last night, man. It just became all about drugs.
Well, surprise, you know, it's surprise. An important topic. There's a lot of people that struggle with addiction. I'm sure you probably know a few people in your life or have come across a few people. But I wanted to talk to you about addiction today as well. Your addiction to ketchup.
Oh, man.
Even the chair you're sitting in right now is the
you
color.
See the,
of
you see
ketchup.
The red tints all around the room.
Yeah,
all around
is it,
the room.
Well, what's the deal with that, dude?
Ever since I've been a little kid, man, I loved it. I would say the love, I don't put it on just everything anymore. Like when I was young, dude, it was like ketchup sandwiches, ketchup bread. Disgusting.
That's it?
That was disgusting.
No love for mustard? It's just ketchup exclusive?
Mustard? What are
oh,
we
you don't
talking
even do
about, dude?
Mayo,
you
know, none of that none stuff? You're just strict ketchup condiment
and like Chick-fil-A sauce. Ooh. That's pretty good as well. Yeah. Some little random ones like that, but for the most part, just ketchup. And,
but are you like a all around foodie? Because you're opening a restaurant, aren't you?
I'm opening a restaurant here in Kansas City. It's gonna be like a steakhouse, more like modern vibe, music play and stuff like that. I'm into food. I have a chef, so he cooks for me. It's not like I'm out there cooking it up. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's something that I'm interested in. I like to bring good times to good people and. I think this restaurant's gonna be a lot of good times, and Kansas City is gonna be able to really embrace it.
You like Kansas City?
I love it, man. I love the people.
Yeah, because I show up, I look around, it's really beautiful, but sometimes it's like super hot. Other times it's super cold.
Yeah, dude.
I feel like there's a lot of like We Buy Gold stores here, like and like custard.
No, but great barbecue.
Okay.
Great barbecue.
All right.
Good beer.
All right.
A lot of breweries out
Coors
here.
Coors Light.
They got the Chiefs.
They do have the Chiefs.
The Royals.
They have the Royals. We're better this year. We are better this year. Got a few great soccer teams. No, for real, the people are what make the city, and they embrace you. And, like, even you, my guy, could walk down the street, and people are going to come up and just be like, man, we love what you do. We love your work. They want to let you have a great day. They're not trying to take pictures. So, I mean, it's the people that would make the city.
Are they the same, too, if you throw an interception? Or because, like, I'm a Philly fan. And by the way, I'll never
– What's that?
It's a good point. It's a really good point. It's a really good point.
Couldn't tell you.
I'm a Philly fan, and I'll never forgive you for what you did to us two Super Bowls ago. I'll forgive you, but I'll never forget. Let's put it like that. You on that torn up ankle, you came back and you Larry Birded the shit. You clutched up and you defeated my team, and I'm mad about it. But in Philly, if you throw an interception, if you mess up, they'll take a statue they just built a day earlier down. Will they do that too in Kansas City?
Nah, they don't. I do like that about Philly fans though, man. They love it.
At least
they embrace it. I had to win that game for Coach Reed, man. It was Coach Reed going against Philly. Yeah, you know, he used to coach there, and
we had to
win that one for him. So no, it's I do love the fans and they're into it. But I think the best part about Kansas City, man, is they love it. But they embrace everybody that comes to the games and. They tailgate, and like you said, I mean, there's not a ton to do, so they really enjoy those football games.
They were so nice to me when we came for the game. I never know what to expect when I go out in, like, public settings like that. Yeah. Everyone was so kind.
Hospitality.
Yeah, super, super hospitable. I was going to ask about – oh. Obviously, in Kansas City, you're so loved, right? Yeah. But like Mike just mentioned, you've beat and, like, made terrific plays, like, never forgettable plays against people's favorite teams to like win Super Bowls. Do you believe you've lived long enough to see yourself become the villain?
This year definitely was a more villain type role for I think the whole team. I don't think I really realized it. Like I had heard people like talking and like obviously social media, there's people always talking. So I didn't know how real it was until I got to Buffalo this year. And I think I saw 40,000 middle fingers on the way into the stadium.
Just
the, yeah, they were. I mean, they were ready.
Come on,
they were ready to go. And then we go out there and win. I'm trying to hand my headband and sleeve off to a kid, and they're just snowballs are just flying at me. I'm just like, dude, these people really don't like me. Like it's not fake at all. And so, I think they have a great fan base. I mean, we have a healthy, respectful rivalry. I think with the Bills and the fan base, just they want to beat us.
Have you ever noticed it's mostly the East Coast where all of that craziness kind of happens.
You didn't go to the Oakland Raiders.
Well, Oakland.
Oakland Raiders.
Oakland, yeah.
That was a tough spot, and that's a true rivalry too. And so that they love their football. I'll say that much.
I want to ask you about your relationship with Travis Kelce because obviously I watch you guys on TV, and I went to a one game, and it seems like you guys have such great synergy on the field, and I know your friends off the field. Is he like a favorite receiver in your mind?
Yeah, 100%. Just a good dude, man. I think y'all have met him, but he does a great job of just working and getting himself open. And he understands. He's smart. He puts on this persona like he's like I'm partying, I'm drinking, whatever. But he's really super intelligent. And so he gets on the football field and he gets open. And I just know where he's going to be at the same time. And I think our friendship kind of built naturally. It was just he's kind of like me. He's friends with all his boys he grew up with. Mm. I'm friends with all my boys I grew up with, and we've all kind of become just one big friend group. And I go on golf trips with some of his buddies without Travis there. I mean, it's just that type of group. Sick. That we got going. And so I'm gonna keep him around. I'm gonna keep him around for a couple more years for sure.
But you can you keep up with him?
Can I keep up with him in which way?
Party?
No, I cannot. I used to, I think, and then I had kids. And you hear my voice now, and that was I left early every night.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. No, he goes off. Your Coors Light consumption has gone down as the kids go up. Basically, is what you're saying.
100%, man. You gotta pick and choose these days. You gotta pick and choose.
I feel like then if you can't party like Travis Kelce, Jason Kelce's like no question, another dimension.
Dude, when Jason like because Jason has kids too, and so he has to pick and choose. But when he chooses,
yeah.
He can go. Yeah, he can go. I think it's got to be something in like their blood or something like that, man.
When I saw the Lucha Libre mask on.
Dude, where did that come from?
Where did it come from?
I was with him the entire time, and all of a sudden I turned around, and he had this mask on in the back.
Pop.
And just he didn't care about anything else going on. He was just in the corner by himself, just headbanging. I was like, dude, what is going on?
Yeah.
Those are the people you got to stick around, dude.
A lot of big sneakerheads on this podcast. Speed, Patrick Mahomes, me, even Mike. Sneakers are very important to us, and when it comes to feet, eBay has got your back. When I train for WWE, my sneakers are important to me. They help me feel unstoppable. I'm jumping off the top rope, whether it's Adidas, Salomon's, a classic pair of Air Force Ones. eBay is keeping an eye out on what's coming next. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, real experts are checking your sneakers, every single stitch down to the sole. So whatever you're adding to the lineup next, go to eBay. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Just look for that blue check mark. The sneakers you love, checked by experts. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org.
paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Back to the show. Are you familiar with iShowSpeed?
I am.
So we brought him to your house, as you know, I guess, because you're
here. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, thanks. he's here. Hey, Speed, you want to hop in just for a sec?
Yeah. Before I hop in, got a surprise for you, man.
A little surprise?
What is this?
Congratulations on your birthday.
Oh, man.
Logiana.
Happy birthday.
Oh, man.
No, not birthday, your daughter birthday, man.
She's not born yet.
Happy birthday.
Bro, a half drank mini prime.
What's up, dog?
Yeah, and I got yourself for your daughter.
Thanks.
What is that small bottle?
Thanks, Speed. It's for baby prime. 12-ounce prime. We're doing 12-ounce prime now, which is
it's good to know.
You didn't get this?
Yes, I did.
So
get
who
this.
Put you up to this? Who put
bro?
You, who?
I literally woke up this morning. I was like, you know what? Logan has a daughter coming, so I said, you know what? Let me get a fucking
You got a used pig?
Nah, yeah, I did. I did something to it though. So
it looks.
I'm pretty sure that was Sterling's earlier.
I was gonna say it looks.
You just find that in my house somewhere?
No, bro. I got that. I bought that.
Bro, fam, this looks like it's been through the laundry and dryer a couple
bro,
of times.
Bro, that cost like $500, bro. So I literally.
All right, well, thanks, bro. Wait, you got me this card too?
Yeah.
I'm gonna read this right now.
Where did you spend $500?
Life just got a whole lot cuddlier. To Logan Anita, congratulations, Speed. Oh, man. Thanks, me.
See?
Thanks, bro.
Short and to the point.
I'm a family man.
I show Kansas City here with the Super Bowl champ, Speed. Let's go.
Come on, Patrick.
Let's get it, dog.
Let's get it, Pat.
Dude, this last Super Bowl was crazy. I was talking to your agent. She said that they did an interesting experiment with you once. They tracked your heart rate during a game.
Yep.
And she said that when you were playing, your heart rate was pretty steady, not as high as you would think. When the defense was on the field, you were spiking.
Yeah, because when the defense is on the field, I'm just a fan, just like everybody else. You know, I'm watching my guys. I believe in them, but I can't control anything. I think when you're on the field, just like in anything, man, you get to put your imprint on the game, and that's easier for me. I always believe in my guys. So, no, it was crazy to see, though. They're tracking my heart rate, and it's like when I'm on the field, it's back normal. And then when I'm not on the field, I'm just like any other fan in the stadium.
It's crazy to control your mind and your breath like that, especially in such big moments. Like even the last touchdown at the Super Bowl, overtime.
Yeah,
I mean, bro, freaking out,
dude. That play was freaking sweet, man.
Corn dog.
It was not supposed to go to the guy that caught the touchdown. So we ran the corn dog one against the Eagles. Sorry, touchdown, won the game, and then we were gonna run a fake version of that. And then we were going to do a little shovel pass, and it was wide open again. So next year, New Orleans, we're going to do it again. Put it on the table.
No way.
We're going to do it again. I'm telling you now.
All right, man. I got a question for you. You saw my 4.4, right?
Yes.
You saw that 4.4, right?
I did see your 4.4.
What is your 40-yard dash?
It's not fast, but it's one step faster than all the dudes that are not it's one step faster than the defenders that are coming to tackle me.
Okay, that's a good comeback. You know what? Hey, but I just want to make it clear, I'm faster than you.
Yeah, you're probably faster than me. I'll say that. I've never seen you run with pads on.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Like I was, bro. Short story, but you know Ohio, right?
Yeah.
In Ohio, I was a D1 recruit. I had Ohio State, you know, trying to get me, USC, KFC. You know, I had all of these colleges trying to get me. You know what I'm saying?
Why did you ask me if I know Ohio? Like, it's not a state.
Yeah, you know Ohio, right?
Yeah, but
what if he said no, Speed? What if he was like, nah, I've never heard of it?
But yeah, like, all these colleges tried to get me. You know what I'm saying? But I just started to do YouTube. So I just, but yeah, I used to be a five-star football college recruit, man.
Bro, see, I...
What position?
I was slot and receiver.
I feel like I heard you tell Kevin Durant that you were being recruited for basketball as well.
Both.
I thought you played soccer.
Yeah, I did that too.
Oh.
Wait, like, Pat, is it soccer or is it football?
It's soccer, dog.
Come on!
I mean, we're in Missouri right now, Kansas.
Yeah, just be like, bro.
Somebody's watching this from Liverpool right now.
It's what I'm saying, bro. Just be like, it's just call it.
If I'm in England, I will call it football.
So we're America. We're America right
just
now.
Say American football and European football. That's all you got to do.
That's just so much work.
I know it's not. It's two words. It's two syllables.
European. Just European football. But what if I'm in like South America? What do I call it then? South American football?
No, just be like football. Football.
He speaks Portuguese.
Same. Fala português. Tu fala português now. No follow?
You just made that up.
You know,
I don't believe it.
You know what he said? You know Ohio, right? He said that. Yo, Pat, can I ask you a question? Do you see a route to, or what is your route to being the greatest quarterback of all time?
I think I just have to do what I just did these first 7 years. Again, two more times.
three times more.
Yeah. No, dude, Tom, man. The fact that he, if you ever look at his career from when he's like 40 to 45, and that's in the Hall of Fame, just those years. So, I mean, it's going to take consistency, man, longevity. But, I mean, at the end of the day, man, all you can do is go out there and try to win and then let that all handle itself. But everybody's trying to be the greatest they can possibly be. So it puts a high standard for me to chase, which I love it.
But is Tom the GOAT in your mind currently?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, dude won 7 Super Bowls, played in 10, has like every passing statistic record. I mean, it's hard to him not to be considered the GOAT. I mean, we all watched it growing up. I mean, he was winning Super Bowls every single year.
We were talking about the comeback against the Falcons, obviously one of the most historic football games of all time. Would you say that was the greatest moment in football history? Or do you like the Eagles comeback in the Super Bowl better?
I don't know that one or when they, I mean, I don't want to not take shots, but the one they lost with against the Giants when he caught the ball in the helmet. That moment, just because that Giants team was like barely made the playoffs, and then they make a run and they're huge underdogs and they end up beating probably the best, even though they didn't win the Super Bowl, it's probably the best football team of all time in that Patriots team that ended up losing that Super Bowl. So that or when Tom brought him back from 28-3, those are two probably the best thing I can think of.
See, I like the miracle at the Meadowlands myself when the Eagles came back to beat the Giants with Vic and Deshaun.
When Deshaun caught it and ran the punt back?
Yep. Yeah. All they had to do was not kick it.
Yeah, I know. And how red Coughlin was because he was so pissed off.
So mad.
Yeah, that was.
Do you, what quarterbacks do you take inspiration from? Because I look at Vic's movement in the pocket, like what he was able to do in his time. Like who do you look at as like a big inspiration for your game?
Look, I looked at Tom in his pocket movement because even though he's not the fastest guy, he moves around the pocket and get himself in a place to throw. I watched Aaron a lot and I watched Matthew Stafford a lot growing up. Yeah. And then I was a big Cowboys fan, so sorry. As I grew up, and so I watched Tony Romo a ton too. So those guys can move around, sling the football. But I mean, dude, there's a lot of great quarterbacks, man. And I'm just trying to get on that list as well.
So look, you've obviously done a lot of prolific things in the sport of football and just in your life in general, being a father, I'm sure a great accomplishment, 3-time Super Bowl wins, great accomplishment. In terms of your life achievements, where does becoming a prime athlete rank?
Just below my kids being born and getting married and just above my 3 Super Bowls.
Heck yeah.
So somewhere in that area.
That's crazy. Dude, that's wild.
Damn, did you think it was going to be that high?
Jesus Christ.
Wait, how did you find the one, though?
What's it in?
How did you find the one?
How did I find the one? I met her in high school, dude.
Oh, that's
so funny. So I met her in high school. And if she dealt with me in high school and in college in those years when I'm just a young kid and she could make me better, I knew that was going to be the one for a long time. And I probably made her wait too long until we got married. But we got married, have 2 beautiful kids now. And she is the one that runs the household. I'm not afraid to admit that.
Hey, she just got what was it, the cover of Sports Illustrated?
They haven't announced the cover yet, but she is one of the swimsuit models, SI models.
How do you feel about
that? Congrats to Brittany.
It was awesome. I was happy for her. She asked me if she was like, would you want me to do this or not? And I was like, dude, go do it, man. Yeah. Like, go show what a mother of two can be. How she looks, but just the way she owns the Kansas City Current and has done these ventures by herself now and become this businesswoman of herself. I wanted her to showcase that, and I think they did a great job, and I'm excited for the actual cover to come out.
Are you going to the party that they're throwing? I think it's in New York.
When am I?
Do you know?
It's on my schedule.
I'll be there, yeah. That's where Nina and I met, at that Hard Rock. It'll almost be two years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that. Steve, we weren't even born yet.
He's got it before Sports Illustrated. He's got to make it through F1 with me. This dude can't stop. He's at F1.
You're on fire right now. You win a Super Bowl. He's going crazy.
It's better than last year. I went Derby and F1 same weekend. It's tough.
Oh, because it's tough. Saturday, Sunday.
So I'm just going just F1. Get a few golf rounds in while I'm out in Miami. Get on the racetrack. I'm probably going to just drive the car around a couple times. That's it.
Yeah, F1's fun.
Dude, the last time we were here, you pulled up in a Rolls Royce Spectre.
Yes.
was it electric or hybrid?
It's electric.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's such a dope whip. And I asked you, I was like, yo, how much was this? And you went. And in that moment, I was like, oh, this motherfucker's rich as hell. Rich. I didn't know the size of your contract, dude.
I have good stability in my life.
At the time of signing, it was, stability. Correct me if I'm wrong, the biggest contract ever.
Yeah, and we do a few things where they usually do a good job of managing the cap by giving me bonuses right at the beginning of the year. So I just got a bonus, and I was just like, oh, I got a bonus.
Couple more specs.
And the plan was I was going to give my I have a colon too, the SUV one, and I was supposed to trade that in. So I thought the price of the trade in wasn't that bad. And
oh, a colon? I thought you said you have a colon.
I was like,
a colon?
I was
yeah,
like,
colon.
Congrats. That's awesome. Yeah. Dude, hold on to that, dude.
Are you making fun of my voice? All right, no. So then I got it, and then I decided that I didn't want to give it back. So now I have both.
Not bad.
So you're rocking those two. And is that all you need? Do you need any like speed in the garage?
I have a lot of cars.
Oh, God.
I have a Ferrari as well.
Oh, you do?
I think my car can dust any one of your cars.
What cars do you got?
I got a... Why do you make that face? He was like...
I thought you...
No. A Hurricane.
Huracan. Well, what? Tell him
what did you just call it?
It's fine.
Oh, yeah, it's a Ronaldo Lamborghini.
Yeah, tell him about it. Tell him who's on the hood.
It's a Ronaldo. He's doing a suey right in front of it. You know what I'm saying? It goes fast.
I just met Messi the other day.
Yo, this is hilarious.
I don't want to talk about that.
I saw the clip.
Hey. I mean, I just came out, but
I was nervous.
Have fun out there.
Have you met Ronaldo?
Yes, I have.
And dude, he acted just like that.
No, I did not. So nervous. No, I did not. I wasn't nervous.
I was so nervous.
I wasn't nervous. I mean, yeah, I was like, I didn't know it was real.
What'd you say?
And it was like, no, oh, go ahead. You first.
I was just like, bro, I forgot what I said, bro. I was just like,
have fun out there.
No, I did not. I didn't say that.
No, my thing is that we were like, I was hoping it happened naturally. So like, I'm just like walking down the hall and they're walking in tight hallway. So I'm just like, he's going to warm up. And I'm like, what are you supposed to say? Like, I'm like,
I thought it was good advice.
Have fun out there.
Yeah.
Well, there's a little bit of a language barrier.
Language
too,
barrier.
Right?
He had a goal and assist, so I feel like he had a great time. He had fun.
Yeah,
it was all on me.
He listened to what you said. Yeah.
Do you think he knew who you were?
If someone told him, I don't know if he maybe recognized me.
Like after the fact,
yeah,
he's like,
No.
For sure.
No, he knows, bro. Athletes at that level know.
He knows.
He knows.
People from other levels.
He probably watched
the
Super Bowl. For sure.
I have a helmet.
I have a helmet on, so I don't know. Like, maybe I should have worn my uniform next time. He'll really know who I am.
Come fully dressed. Make sure he knows. Yeah, no, it's funny to hear you say that you were nervous to meet Messi because you're the Messi for a lot of kids today. It's like two superstars meeting.
Yeah, yeah.
He was probably.
You're like the. Nah, nervous. Not Messi.
My Ronaldo?
Yeah, I say Ronaldo.
Okay, I'll take it.
Who do you think is more prolific of an athlete between the two?
Of an athlete between Ronaldo and Messi? You're going to get me like canceled by like half the generation. I would say Ronaldo may be a better athlete and a better striker. Messi may be more skilled. Would that be a fair
like,
argument?
You don't like you're just like I feel like he's just that's accurate. Like I feel like these are like Wikipedia answers. Bro,
I'm being very neutral right now.
Yeah, I know that's what I'm saying.
Smart.
But
smart.
Let me just give you a little quick advice. Ronaldo is a better athlete all around. His body is way more.
That's what I'm saying.
He has a better body.
Yeah, better body. You was right about that. But skilled, Ronaldo still have. Only thing Messi is decent at is dribbling. You know what I'm saying?
He's amazing at it. He's really good at
scoring. Not carrying his team to World Cup.
Not quite. To be honest, not quite. But Ronaldo,
I saw it in person. I know he's
yeah, but you never seen Ronaldo in person, so you can't really.
That's true.
Really give your full answer.
If he wants to come play for Sporting Kansas City, man, I would love him to be here.
Pat,
you got to put me a striker.
Talk about games. He was at the Patriots comeback game against the Falcons, 28-3. Mm-hmm. He was also at the World Cup when Messi won in Qatar. Two of the greatest sporting events in history.
You got a nice run you got going, man.
Randomly, because I don't. Besides the game we came to here. Those are pretty much the only games I've been to.
Two of them were the biggest ever.
I'm not a huge football.
Football?
Soccer fan?
I'm
not a huge soccer fan.
European football.
But dude, I'm watching this World Cup like, yo, this is
dude,
insane.
Yeah, that was a crazy. Yeah. Absolutely. I was there too. It was like the craziest shit ever.
Nuts.
Even though he won, I was mad, but that shit was crazy.
Named out of penalties. Just.
They're coming to the U.S., huh, next?
Yeah, 2026. Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah,
it's gonna be nice.
I actually got a spot in the USA. I'm like training right now, so hopefully I can make the team.
What sport don't you play, Speed? Or haven't you been drafted for?
Y'all gonna see, bro. Trust me. 2026.
2026.
Bro, you know he's 7 years old?
I'm not 7 years old, bro.
How old are you really?
How old am I really?
Yeah.
Take a guess.
Well, you said you were getting recruited by USC and KFC, so I'm gonna say 20, 22.
Go down.
19?
Yeah, 19.
Teenager. How crazy is that?
That's you on the dot, man.
So young.
It's crazy.
Wait, how old are you? 26, right?
I'm 28.
Oh, 28.
I'm old now, man.
Yeah, that's old.
Not as old as Logan.
29, man. Believe it or not.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Jeez, Mike is even.
I feel like everybody starts their families at 28.
I'm out of this whole
realm. Wait, she starts her family at 27?
So far gone, dude.
Yeah. You started your family at 27?
25.
20, yeah, I think that's a perfect age to start.
Young dads are cool.
25. Well,
my dad had me at 25, and I grew up in the locker room, and I wanted the same for my son.
Grew up in the locker room?
Like,
because dad, it's like a figure of speech.
A figure of speech. Like, he would go to, like, practice, and I would go with him.
So you grew up around him, basically.
Yeah.
No, he grew up in a locker room. That's where they lived.
Wait, so he was born in the locker room?
And my dad loved that shit, dude. My dad loved that shit, so he was just there. I was just born in the locker
room. Yeah.
What position did your dad play?
He was a pitcher.
Oh, a pitcher?
Yeah, baseball.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
American baseball.
Oh, yeah, there's only one baseball.
European baseball is like cricket.
No, it is Japan baseball. Japan has baseball.
They do. My dad played over there in Tokyo.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was wondering about this. You were drafted in the MLB?
Yes.
Really?
But, yeah.
Very
like,
late.
But then later you were drafted to play football?
I knew it.
Yeah, so I was projected to go in the top 5-ish rounds, but... They like basically ask you how much money it's going to take for you not to play football. I mean, that's the best way to say it.
Oh.
I mean, they won't say it that way, but they're just like, come on. Like, if we draft you, we don't want to waste a draft pick. And I told them a number that they weren't going to pay. And first 5 rounds went by, I didn't get drafted. So I went to college, and they called me like 2 days later. And they're like, I remember the call. They called me, and they're like, hey, we drafted you. Detroit Tigers drafted you in, like, I think it was 37th round or something like that. Oh. And they were like, we drafted you in the 37th round. We know you're playing football. We'll see you in 3 years. Because if you go to college, you have to go for 3 years. So they thought I was, and I was playing baseball in college as well.
Oh, that's how it works.
Yeah.
I was confused how you could be drafted.
No, I knew it because he looks like a baseball player, doesn't he?
He's a quarterback. He could throw.
Nah, yeah, I know, but he looks like
he's
a
got
baseball.
The vibe. Yeah, I see the
like,
vibe.
No, like the look and everything, yeah, yeah. Bro.
It's because you've seen him with those glasses on.
Yeah, the glasses those and the haircut, glasses. Bro. Yeah, I feel like I had that. Like, bro, when I played baseball, a lot of people that looked like.
Here goes, dude. Yo, Speed.
Oh, man.
He plays everything, bro.
Did you see that prank of someone who dressed up like you?
Yeah,
like
that was funny. I seen it on YouTube, actually.
Like, I got maybe 1,000 text messages. They're like, yeah. you're at, I think it was Oak Park Mall in Kansas City. You're at Oak Park Mall? I'm like, I'm in Dallas right now. What are y'all talking about? They're sending me pictures, like, trying to prove it to me. I'm like, you can't. I'm not there.
Yeah.
Like,
but are you sure? Like, are you look, no? Are
look,
you
this
sure?
This is you right here. This is you.
I'm but are like, you sure it's not? Like, is
dude,
there a chance there's a clone?
There's a possibility. Dude took his glasses off. He didn't look like me at all. But the glasses were really sold it.
Yeah.
Do you believe any? Are you into any conspiracy theories?
I saw a comedian one time. I think I saw it on Instagram, and he was saying like, it's like your kids, man. There's no way that they don't have just like one or two conspiracy theories that are real. You know, like there's no way they're telling us everything the truth.
Right.
Like you got to tell your kids sometimes that. You're like, I'm just, it's better if they just don't know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm not going to say I'm into like all the crazy ones, but I mean, I just know out of all of them, probably like one or two might be true.
That's a good answer. That's a good answer, dude.
You're definitely PR trained. You could tell.
don't want to, that's Aaron Rodgers' vibe.
Yo, no, 100%. And you were giving him his kudos on his play before, but he is really...
No, he's no. But the thing right is, now. He's extremely intelligent. So yes. I mean, he went to Cal. He's intelligent. So I'm sure he's really dove deep in those. I'm just going. I like to be, you know, just kind of blind to him. I want to just live my life with my family
with you,
and play
dude.
Football.
I'm in the same place, bro. I don't like. They could do all that stuff. Yeah. They could have it, bro.
You said you just want to live your life with your family and play football. And dude, that's like so noble. And this is what I'm saying, that like duality of like ordinary guy and superstar is so fascinating, because I think a lot of people and like a lot of peers, you've seen it, they get sidetracked by the superstardom.
100%.
You know, it might happen to young Speed here when he becomes, you know, I don't know, a little older. He might be girls, parties, yeah, power, bro, the world in your hands.
Girls are ever. I don't
know. Yeah, but I'm
you
saying.
You think he'll ever get the kind of girls that like Kai Sanat gets?
No, nah, fuck, yo, bro. I'm never paying for that. I never pay for that. Never.
But excuse me. My question is, you ever feel that bug coming up to bite you? Like, oh man, this football stuff's getting hard. Being a dad's hard. I want to go have a little fun this weekend. Yeah, like,
hang out with Travis. No, go to XS. Go to XS with Travis. No,
I do it enough. I do it enough, you know. Just got to pick and choose your times, and like you're saying, like in the off season, I'm go.
Yeah.
I still work out during the week, but I go on the weekends, and then football season, it's just all football. And so, as long as I get my workouts in, I like to have a good time. But for me, a lot of it's just golfing and drinking some beers, and maybe hitting the tables a little bit when I'm in Vegas.
Yeah,
play blackjack.
Blackjack, roulette weren't great to me this weekend. I'm just gonna put it there.
Yo, would you ever bring? How do you feel about this? If Brittany said, yo, I know you're going to play this weekend. You got a big golf tournament coming up. I want to be in your crew. I want to be in the foursome this week. I want to play with you at the golf course. Are you like, yo, let's go?
Well, Brittany would never ask that because she hates golf. I would.
Wait, I got a question. Who is Brittany?
That's my wife.
Oh, my fault. Nah, seriously, I don't know. You're like, nah, y'all keep Britney saying Britney. Spears. Yeah, I was like, Britney Spears, yeah. Britney Griner. I'm like, what the hell are y'all talking about?
No, I would say that I think the biggest thing for me is she takes I live on a golf course in Texas,
yeah.
And she brings the kids out and they'll ride around for a couple holes and the kids will swing a couple golf clubs, but she doesn't want to do that, right, so I don't have to worry about it.
So what if one of your kids was like, I want to be like Ronaldo? What you gonna say?
I'm gonna be like, hell yeah!
Oh yeah!
I want them to be a soccer. I want soccer players. Yeah. They got the best life, man. You see their lives, man. They're
yeah.
Travel around the world.
Yeah.
Make a gazillion dollars.
So much money.
Just a lot of running, though. It's just so much running.
I mean, I watched Messi really. Play, and he did not run.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, really? You got to really pace it.
He picks and chooses his spot.
He does, for sure. He'll just kind of, he'll chill in a spot, and then he'll attack.
The moment he takes off, you're just like, oh, it's a goal.
He's automatic.
I heard that, you know, throughout the course of a soccer game, a player could run up to like 10 miles.
Yeah, this is like guys like Speed.
Man.
In the middle, just running around.
Just running back and forth the whole time.
Working.
Can we get the secret to long-term love? That's the one question I want to ask you. If you had one tip, the sauce to bring that relationship from the 3-year mark to the 10-year mark, what is it?
I think what helps me is best friend. So it's my best friend. We have the same interests. She loves sports. She's into it. Y'all can see her on the sidelines. She's into the games. And I think you just got to realize sometimes you're going to be wrong, even when you're not wrong. So you gotta realize that as a husband.
I'm on that waiver right now.
Yeah, so that those are the two things. If you want to have a long-term relationship, you gotta have a best friend and realize when you're wrong.
They say you can either be happy or you can lucky, be right. Bro. You can't be both.
Exactly.
Yeah, I told Nina, because she's pregnant, I'm like, yo, during this time, like my general rule of thumb is you're right and I'm wrong. And I was wrong to be wrong and you were right.
That don't make no sense.
No, it does. Speed, you don't understand.
You're
bro.
Right, but you're wrong.
Call me a simp,
whatever, bro.
You're right. I'm wrong. You're wrong. I'm wrong. You're
no,
right.
I was wrong to be wrong. It was wrong of me to be
what
wrong.
What the fuck are you talking
bro,
about?
Bro, you got to make her feel super validated so she doesn't unleash those pregnant hormones on me. I don't want that smoke. Happy wife, happy
I'm
life.
Wrong. You're right.
I'm right.
What?
You're right, and I'm wrong. And I was wrong to be wrong. That was wrong of me.
It was wrong of me.
Oh, she's be like, oh, so you're just bitching. Like, no, I'm done. Like,
yeah, exactly. Hey, we got a thing.
Yeah.
Toss me this thing. This is your prime bottle. Wait, you've already seen this. Why am I showing it to him? Have you seen this?
I've seen a mock-up of it.
Pretend you've never seen it.
Oh, pretend you've never seen it.
I've never seen this.
Patrick Mahomes prime bottle that we are selling and that, by the way, has its own flavor. I just found that out. It's the only custom bottle we've done that it's its own flavor.
Tastes like ketchup.
Let me taste it.
No. It's not in that one.
Oh,
bro,
man.
Bro, who's doing
this?
Who runs this company?
No, I like
bro?
This. I like this
bottle. Three time.
Oh,
three
the, time. Oh, the flavor isn't.
I haven't decided what flavor.
I haven't decided the flavor. Oh, so don't drink that.
We'll put out a poll. We'll put it out right after the podcast.
Okay.
They'll let the fans decide.
100%.
Heinz ketchup.
Ketchup is what it sounds like, but I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, I believed all of that.
Yeah, all of that.
Can we just keep all this? It's just, funny.
Yeah, it's fine. Do you eat cereal? No, probably not.
He has his own cereal.
I do have my own cereal.
Wait, I want some of that. It's Holmes Magic.
You got it here right now?
I haven't had it in a while.
You got it right now?
I don't have it. I mean, I have like the display box. I don't have like, that thing's been in there for like 2 years.
It was just a quick run, right? Like you're not.
It was just for my charity. The proceeds went to my charity, so.
He was probably going to ask you what your go-to cereal is.
Yeah, I need to know.
Frosted Flakes.
Ooh.
That's a cliche.
With what kind of milk?
I'm just a regular milk.
Yeah, he's in Kansas.
Okay. Well, no, I'm almond milk. Hey, whoa.
My kids are oat milk. There's a million. Yeah. There's a million milks these days.
I know you know so little about anything besides regular milk because you called it oat milk.
What is it? Oat?
Yeah, oat. But oat milk would be funny.
I don't do a lot of grocery shopping either.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry.
This is an important question because I feel like Frosted Flakes specifically, if you're not using dairy milk, you can go wrong with the almond milk. They're not nearly as good.
Oh, they don't play well?
Not
doesn't play
nearly
well.
As good.
Why is anybody eating anything better besides Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Not with Frosted
anyway.
Flakes. I'm telling you, not with Frosted Flakes.
Almond milk with Cinnamon Toast Crunch is good.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is the GOAT.
It's the number one.
So that's getting, the Tom Brady
You're doing
cereal.
Healthy milk with cereal. Like, if I'm eating cereal, I'm going all in.
The issue is I'm a little lactose and I'm acne prone. So
yes, bro. When I take a shit and I drink milk, it like feels like the shit is like
bro.
The
first thing, let me remind you.
Checked out.
Bro, the first thing you said to Patrick Mahomes today, you said, "What kind of dogs you have?" He's like, "Oh, I got a King Corso and a Bulldog." And you said, "What do you say? I bet they shit bombs." Yeah. That's what you said. That's the first conversation you had to pass.
He sat down here and asked him if he knows what Ohio is.
Yeah, you know what? Yo, Speed, you're great, bro. You're great. Don't ever change.
I hate when people do that shit, bro.
No, don't ever change, Speed.
I hate when All right. Let's carry on. Talk about.
No, bro. I'm so entertained, bro. Come on.
Yo, Speed. 450 shows. You make me laugh on the show harder than any guest we've ever had on.
And he's still doing it.
Like, I'm not.
Hey, Speed, I love you, dude. You're the best.
Oh,
man.
My.
Yeah.
There's something about you,
Thanks
Speed.
Thanks for the gift, Speed. A little pig.
I'll take that back.
Holding the pig.
Holding pigs. Used pig.
$500 he paid for that.
It's a beanie, baby. These are collectibles. Anyways.
You pay attention to any combat sports?
Yeah.
You follow a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit.
What do you think happens if a clash of two titans, like, I don't know, make something up, Jake Paul and Mike Tyson were to happen?
I think I'm scared of Mike Tyson. So I think if Jake can make the fight last for a little bit longer, he's going to win. Wow. But if he gets hit the wrong way, it will not be good for him.
I think that's a very
fair analysis. That's not a bad prediction, actually. That was the best.
Neutral. It's PR trained. He's PR trained.
No, not. That's like the best answer he had when it comes to sports.
Diplomatic.
No, not even. I think he just means the best. Because your answer is a word for word his thoughts. Yeah. He's like, dude, you know, if Jake drags Tyson out into the water, like, it's over.
Yeah.
I think if he stays alive for two rounds, he's going to
do
it. I kind of agree with Patrick, actually. Yeah, I agree.
I think it also just got sanctioned as a pro fight, which is cool.
That's really cool. Yeah. It's in Dallas, right?
Yeah.
It's in Dallas. I think it's when I'm at training
July,
camp, unfortunately.
July 20th?
Yeah.
Come on. Quick night, quick jet.
One night out.
Don't tell Coach. No one tell Coach.
Front row seat.
You don't have to go out with Travis.
I've been getting this. Patrick, this has been great. Thank you for giving us your time. Brother, I'll see you tonight at WWE Monday Night Raw announcing some drafts.
Let's do it.
Patrick Mahomes, ladies and gentlemen.
Patrick Mahomes!
Thank you for listening to this episode of Impulsive. Hit that subscribe button. We'll see you next time. Take it easy. Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org, paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.